Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A recent detail in a USA Today article about a new hiring campaign at the Secret Service caught our eye. It turns out that many of the hugely qualified recruits are rejected because of past use of Adderall. Now, that's the amphetamine that's prescribed legally for attention deficit disorder, but has been illegally abused by college students and others looking for speed. The Secret Service needs to hire 1,000 new agents because the agency has been stretched thin by several controversies, including agents partying with prostitutes and missing breaches of White House security, and the contentious presidential election, which Secret Service Director Joseph Clancy told USA Today needs more protection than ever. Here he is. You can hear a Hillary Clinton video running behind him.
During the campaign, we've had, six times where people have jumped over a bike rack. You know, the buffer that we set in front of the stage. In years past, you wouldn't have that. I think to a degree, people are bolder.
And so he says they need more protection. USA Today's Kevin Johnson covers national law enforcement issues and the Justice Department. Kevin, how bad is this situation at the Secret Service? You talk about hundreds of agents working for free because this is a federal agency, and so there's a cap on their pay and their overtime.
Yes, that's right. It sort of comes at an unfortunate time where the service is trying to move past a number of problems that have loomed in the last 4 years. You mentioned some of them. And now they're making this attempt to rejuvenate the agency by embarking on this unprecedented, at least for the last 10 years anyway, recruiting campaign. And the impetus for that is a staff stretched very, very thinly, working enormous overtime. And as you mentioned, many folks, at least 1,000 agents so far, and that's a third of the agent workforce, has maxed out its combined overtime and salary compensation.
Well, first, stay with that for a second, because that was odd to read. Some of them, many of them, still working, for instance, on these campaign details. Will they get that money?
Perhaps not. That's still to be determined.
Well, this goes to one of the things you touch on, that these are people who generally are compelled to do this work because they care about their country and they take it seriously so that they would work even if they've capped their overtime for no pay.
That's right. In many respects, I was listening in on a recruitment effort in Chicago, a session for new recruits, actually, where they were warned, many of the candidates coming in, that there will be times where they will be asked to stand post and not be guaranteed pay for it, many of them working hundreds of hours without such compensation.
Okay, well, that's one issue, and we're going to touch on it again. But now they have this big push to bring in new agents. And great candidates, we're understanding, are making it through until the polygraph or questions about drugs. Here's Secret Service Director Joseph Clancy speaking with USA Today.
We obviously vet our people in many different ways, from polygraph to background checks and so on. And I'm convinced, I'm confident that we are getting the very best. And we can do that. We can be very selective, because of the volume of people that are applying for our job. We often say here, every minute of every hour and every hour of every day, we've got to be at our best.
Again, Secret Service Director Joseph Clancy speaking with USA Today's Kevin Johnson. And Kevin, he's confident, but it doesn't sound as if others are, because of this problem of great candidates stumbling when it comes to questions about drug use, especially Adderall. Talk more about that.
Correct. I mean, if you look at the numbers, are very interesting. In fiscal year 16, 27,000 people, potential candidates, applied for agent jobs. 300 agent candidates were hired. So there's a huge numbers that have to be called through to get to that end point. And one of the problems in getting to that end, to getting to the finish line, have been drug histories in many of these candidates. And for many of them, the drugs, the abuse of drugs, mostly prescription drugs, have emerged in recent years like they haven't before in many of the recruiters' memories. they've emerged because a lot of the candidates don't view their use of substances like Adderall and other amphetamines necessarily as being wrong. Mm-hmm. They've been using it to help them in their studies as a study aid to be able to work longer into the night. And it was the case for a candidate from Eastern Kentucky University. By all accounts, a very well-qualified individual who drove 6 hours, 400 miles at his own expense to be interviewed by the Secret Service, had passed the original testing, written tests required, and had not disclosed previously that he had used Adderall to help him, for what he said, to become qualified for the very job that he was seeking.
And being rejected from.
And being escorted from the building after acknowledging its use.
And as you write, heartbreaking for him. But, I mean, just stay on this for a second, because is there concern that this is maybe the first wave of college grads who, as you said, thought, you know, there was nothing wrong with this, starting to apply for jobs, and they're discovering this at the Secret Service?
Well, I think it's part – it's one part of what was described to me as sort of a new culture of candidates emerging, where drug use is just one part of a background that's become new to the people who are vetting these candidates. Other problems have emerged in internet use, where before, some of the very people who are interviewing some of these candidates had no history of internet use when they applied for their jobs. So that's become a new issue for the Secret Service and for other law enforcement agencies.
Are you talking about internet abuse or
Internet abuse, yeah. Illegal downloading of material on the internet, and also their communications with friends and others on the internet that could come back to haunt them at some point while working in federal law enforcement.
Fascinating. Well, meanwhile, because of what the Secret Service is discovering as they try to bring in new recruits, has led some people to say that maybe the Secret Service has too much of a mission right now, and there's a move to split their protective mission, you know, guarding a candidate, from their investigative mission, things like investigating cybersecurity. That's obviously not being received well in the agency.
Correct. And this discussion found some traction in the past 4 years as the Secret Service's disclosures continued to stream out of security breaches, misconduct by agents. So folks on the Hill, a number of people in Congress, have raised this question of whether or not the service should be confined to just the protective mission and farm out their responsibility for cyber and the protection of financial institutions. Mm. Obviously, as you say, it has not set well with the Secret Service, and Director Clancy indicated that it would be a non-starter for him in terms of any discussion about trying to separate that mission.
That's Kevin Johnson. He covers national law enforcement and the Justice Department for USA Today on the Secret Service's recruiting campaign, which is coming across some stumbling blocks. Kevin, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.